Deluxe Home Care. This is Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. It's Joy Curry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I don't know what's going on. My son doesn't always, like, he doesn't always tell me everything. He tells me a little bit here and there, so I have to get both sides of the story always. So, I don't know. He says people are harassing him. I'm like, if somebody tells him to be quiet, he thinks you're yelling at him. So, I know no one's harassing him. So, I just have to know what is happening.
Okay, so let me see why he thinks someone's harassing him.
I don't know. I mean, he's been doing what I asked him to do and then some, and he complains to me, but then he gets paid and he shuts up, you know? So I don't know if we're doing something wrong or what is going on, because he doesn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you the reason why he could, I'm just finding your account first. One minute. Let me see what I asked him recently.
Okay. Excuse me.
The thing is that the only time when I would contact him is when, let's say, misses a clock in, and the only reason why I'm contacting him is because I don't want him to lose his money. Like, if it's not clocked in, he doesn't get paid for it unless it's in the system. So I see, let's say, on the 8th last week, I didn't contact him at all this week, but last week I was just letting him know that I took off 15 minutes so that it wouldn't be overtime of the authorization, like something like that, or a different time I asked him, I see you missed the clock in, so what was the time for that
okay.
day?
Okay, so he works, and I've been sick, but he's been doing everything I asked him. We just can't always do it on the set time you guys set,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to the other lady. Like, my son is going to be helping my sister. Okay, so my sister rents a home, and her landlord died, and the son took over the property, so she has to move by the end of this month, and
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of stuff stored in her basement, so
mm-hmm.
he's been helping move that stuff out to my home, my apartment, and she said that was okay. So there will be some weird clock-in times, I guess, on the weekend or when he's off. But his schedule changes all the time. Like today, it's almost 1 o'clock. He gets off at 2. And like, I have errands to run, you know, and I wait for him to do that for me because it's just really hard for me with that stupid walker to get around. And I've been looking for this thing for my bathtub. And I go check in every week or every few days to the Goodwill and a place by my house. But anyway, He can't always clock in at the same time that you guys want him to, but he does. I do try to clock him in, you know, for a couple hours each time he does work for me or does help me do things like my hair appointments or taking me to get food or picking up my groceries or, you know, whatever.
I understand. That's totally fine. It doesn't have to be at the exact timing. I won't contact him about the timing. I understand that people can't follow the schedule exactly. It's just if he missed one. Like, on Monday, I see yesterday there was no clock in or out. So, did he work that day?
There wasn't, because he worked all day, and I was sick. So, I just let it go. But when he gets off at 2, he's going to come here, and I'm going to give him a list of stuff that I need him to do for me. I'm not going to go with him, because, like I said, he says it just slows him down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess in the future, if you want, I could just contact you if I see that he missed the clock out or something. Because if he missed the clock out,
yes.
then I can't just put any time in. And I have to know that it was actually done. So
yeah, just
contacting
me.
But I'll write that
down. Because I'm the one who clocks him in and out.
Right.
Like, as soon as we go somewhere or as soon as we get home, it's on my phone. So I'm the one who does it. So it's best just to contact me. And he doesn't reply.
Okay, sure, no problem.
And I'm sorry he doesn't reply. He's a kid. He's 24. And, I mean, I'm lucky I get a reply from him. And the only reason I think he helps me now is because he gets paid a little bit of money. And it's nice, you know, to have $100 a week to go, you know, for gas or food or whatever. And it's just I have so much to do. And it's just so hard to get around with this walker.
Wow, that does sound really hard. But also, if you want to increase in hours, like if you're looking for more hours, you could try calling the state and see if they could give you an increase.
Oh, I have to call the state, the DSS?
Yeah, I could give you their number if you want it.
Yeah, hold on, let me look at my pen. Okay, what's their number?
866.
Okay.
835.
Okay.
3505.
Okay. I will call them and ask them. I mean, he works, so it wouldn't be much more hours, but the hours to get all that crap out of my sister's basement is more hours, and it's a lot of stuff.
Okay, sounds good. So I guess let me know if you get an approval.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, sure.
Okay,
have
bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.